Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Sorry for the delay. So let's talk the end of spring football practice. Now, Tom Herman did a press conference about University of Texas. If you follow my Facebook page, he said I went live for a second at the Facebook page, on the Facebook page, and you see that took a little glimpse of the spring game at University of Texas. Sorry I didn't make it out to Tech, TCU, or Baylor. I was supposed to go to all of those spring games, but y'all know how life is. Stuff happens, and you can't move as fast and do as much stuff as you want. Everybody understands, I'm sure, who has family, friends, or just understands life in general. All right, enough of the silly life talk and excuses. So let's talk about Tom Herman's comment. He said that they asked him, of course, they're going to ask him that in Austin, is Shane Buechel your starter? And Tom Herman pretty much looked at him and said, that would be ridiculous for me to name him the starter in the spring. Now, I saw a couple people thumbs down that on the video when you go to Texas.com, but those are probably people who are Shane Buechel fans, which is fine. You can be upset about that. However, here's the big problem, guys. When Charlie Strong, pretty much gave Shane Buechel the nod throughout the season last year, nobody could get the job done for Charlie Strong. And you guys remember, all year last year, these players were saying, I play for Coach Strong. He's this, he's that. And they claim they loved him, but then they go out and do dumb stuff like lose to Kansas. And everybody has got their hands up like, wait, you love this coach? You like playing for this coach? And you lost to Kansas. And the annoying thing about that loss to Kansas is when it happened, I didn't think Charlie Strong was a bad coach. I didn't think he was doing a bad job. I just simply said, you know what, he's just not the right fit for Texas. And that's why, Coach Strong got another job elsewhere. Much respect to him. But you can't lose to Kansas. You can't say he didn't get enough time. Come on, man, you can't lose to Kansas. You could go 2-9 and you can't lose to Kansas. That's when I knew it was over. And then after losing to TCU, that was it. And then afterwards, the players were on the field holding their head, making these sad faces, looking dumb. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, okay, so y'all were pouting on the field afterwards. In the first quarter, why didn't y'all go ape, crazy, and run the ball down their throat, throw the ball down the field, get physical, fight hard, do the stuff that needs to be done to win a football game so in the fourth quarter Kansas doesn't have a chance to come back. Even if they are trying to come back a little bit, you got, like, let's say you got 42 points on the board. So then all you really got to do is play keep away. When you watch that Kansas game versus Texas last year, Buechel was a freshman. He made some big mistakes, but it's just like everybody's playing keep away with the ball. You can't play keep away with the ball when you're only up by 7 points. It's college football. Upsets happen, especially when you're the better team on the road. That home team will find a way to rally and win. So what I hope the Texas players understand is with this staff, so if you see what this staff is, what Tom Herman said out of his mouth was, nobody should come out of the Texas facilities, whether it's a lift, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a film session, whether it's practice. And he said they should be mentally, physically, and I can't remember what all he said. He basically said they should be totally exhausted. And with all the emotions that their body can go through, they should be exhausted. And I don't have a problem with him saying that because all Texas had to do last year was go 8-4. It was very easy to go 8-4. The loss at Cal drove everybody nuts. I mean, even if you are an Oklahoma fan, an Oklahoma State fan, a K-State fan, a Tech fan, a Baylor TCU fan, you're like, man, what the hell? Like, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all can't stop these people for 5 minutes? Like, they couldn't stop them for 5 minutes, guys. 5 minutes. They will score two touchdowns, then they let California run 90 yards down the field. Score a touchdown, throw a bomb 90 yards down the field. Score a touchdown, quick 30-yard game. It's just like, all right, Texas, y'all playing around. Y'all playing around, y'all bullcrapping around, and y'all going to lose. And if you saw at halftime what the score was, I think they was up by two touchdowns. I went away to, like, use the restroom or something, come back out, and then California was within, like, 3 points. Or they had tied it. And I'm just like, what the hell? Y'all just up by 10, 11 points. So the offense came out good. It showed to be that Notre Dame wasn't as good as they thought it could be. It is what it is. Now, around the league, obviously Oklahoma has Baker Mayfield coming back. Kenny Hill is coming back at TCU, so I expect TCU to be better than 6-6. I also I don't know what's going to happen with Texas Tech. They could be better without Mahomes. They could be worse. You never know in those situations. It's so weird, guys, with quarterbacks and in college. Like, Mahomes is a great talent. I think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. But sometimes you may have an average quarterback, and the receivers and the running backs and the overall, like, linemen may be 10 times better. So they may block harder, play harder. It's college football. It's always in the air. You never have any idea what you're going to get, what's going to happen, how these kids are going to react. So I'm hoping Texas Tech can make it to a bowl game. I think they have to, you know, because even last year when they had a down year, people were saying Cliff Kingsbury, hot. No, he's going to need 6-7 years to build it. But this year he's got to get 7 wins. He's got to get 7 wins this year. There's no excuse. He's got to go 7-5 and finish 8-5 with a bowl game. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he has to do it. Now, obviously, Kenny Hill at TCU, I said they'll be better than 6-6 already. Hopefully, he can get them to 8-4, surprise me better. Matt Rhule at Baylor, they're going to be changing a lot of stuff around. They do have a lot of Letterman coming back, but, yeah, I'll stay away from that situation right now because I really don't know. They could be great. They could be 6-6 again, but I really don't know. People talking about Texas going 8-4. I don't know if they'll go 8-4 that quick. 7-5, they could. They could. You just got to look at their home games. And looking at the home games, the first two home games are solid ones. So they have a chance to get out to 2-0. And if they can find a way to get five of them, they'll be fine. They just got to get 5 Big 12 wins, which is possible. Very possible with the receiving core and the quarterbacks coming. Now, Kansas State, I'll never doubt Bill Snyder. I'm not going to say he's going to go 10-2 or 9-3, but I'm not going to doubt that he won't do it. Because every year, like last year, guys, y'all remember, Kansas State could have easily beat Oklahoma State if the time management or the clock management was a little better by K-State's quarterback. They easily had Oklahoma State on the ropes last year, and Oklahoma State was the second-best team behind the Sooners last year. Sooners got off to a slow start, but they lost to a Tom Herman Houston team who beat them and then also beat Louisville. So it shows that Tom Herman can get his teams up for top-notch competition. He can always get his teams ready to play whenever they play a ranked team. So I won't be shocked if Texas wins two big games. Virginia had a heck of a year last year. They beat Tech on the road. That was a big win, and they started all 6-0. I don't know if they'll get 10 wins this year, but I can see them finding a way to get 8. Iowa State, Matt Campbell, he's got a quarterback, but he's still going through quarterback issues. He has an excellent sophomore running back, and he has some excellent sophomores coming back. I expect them to hopefully get 4 wins this year, and I expect Matt Campbell to definitely have them in a bowl game by next year, which will be his third year. If he gets them to a bowl game this year, more praise to him. What he has to start out doing first is not losing to Northern Iowa at home in the home opener. That's rule one with those guys. As far as Kansas, I don't know. We'll see if David Beattie can pull something together. I expect them to get 3 or 4 wins this year. If they get more than 3 or 4 wins, that's fine. I think next year will be his 4th year, and I think that the Kansas administration should give every coach 4 years. If they don't give you 4 years, then, you know, tough luck. That's what happens when you fire Turner Gill and fire Charlie Weiss in the midst of just for no reason. You got to let people finish them 4 years, give them 4 years. At Texas, you can get mad and say what you want. Texas has all the resources, has all the money in the state of Texas. Texas is one of the top 5 football states. Most people will argue Texas is the top football state when it comes to high school. You have all the resources to win. When Mack Brown left, they were 8-4, 8-5. Charlie Strong should at least got them to a bowl game all 3 years, and then by this year, they would have been studling. But he couldn't get that done, and that eventually cost him his job. Now, let's go back to, let's see, we've got K-State, we've got Iowa State, we've done West Virginia. That's really about it. The story of the spring is really, can Cliff replace Mahonis over out in Lubbock? TCU should be better. Kenny Hill will be there for the 2nd year. Baylor, we don't know what to expect. We never know what to expect with Baylor. We'll see how the kids react to a new regime. Oklahoma has Baker Mayfield coming back. They should be top 2 in the Big 12. Most likely people are going to favor them to win the Big 12. Oklahoma State, Coach Gundy always finds a way to get 8 or 9 wins. Excellent record. Bill Snyder will surprise you when you think he doesn't have a chance. Kansas has been the doormat ever since Mangino left, and he brought it from the doormat to the top. They fired him. They had Aqib Talib. They had some of the greatest, you know, talents ever at Kansas at that time. But back to the main point, and that is to understand that the beauty of the Big 12 is it's competitive. They have good coaches, and you never know what to expect. You expect certain things from Kansas and Iowa State because obviously they're still growing and they're still trying to get their programs into competitive mode. But when you talk about the Texas Techs, the Oklahomas, the Oklahoma States, the Baylors, and the TCUs and the West Virginias, they have great coaches, great expectations, great programs. So really it's a toss-up of, you know, 6-7 programs every year. You really can't, you know, count on one team being great. You really can't count on one team just dominating. You obviously have Oklahoma in the back of your mind because of what Bob Stoops has done, but other than that, guys, you really just never had a full grasp of what's going to happen in the league every year. That's why I love the Big 12. And this ain't about the Big 12, but it's another one of my disses to the SEC. You know, now that the girls went to the championship, they're going to be talking about some, oh, now the SEC is great in girls' college basketball. It's the best conference in every sport on earth. I ain't trying to hear that crap. Because what they're doing is they're going to talk about the SEC in baseball. And you already know now that spring practice is over, all I'm going to be talking about these next 2 or 3 episodes leading up into the summer is Big 12 baseball. Big 12 baseball has got top 10 teams, and we've had 4 or 5 teams in the top 10 already. At the Classic in Houston that was played at the Astros Field, TCU brought it to LSU. And I hope TCU can bring it to the rest of the country and go ahead and take it all the way to the College World Series. I also hope that Texas Tech can fight their way out. Texas has been up and down. We'll see where they go. But Texas, TCU, and Oklahoma, these guys, they really have a chance to make history with college baseball, and hopefully they can get to the College World Series. So that's Big 12 Nation, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for joining me live on Facebook when you could. Thank you in general. Let's make this radio show, let's make this movement a big deal in college football, and let all the Big 12 fans and everybody who loves Big 12 football, let us be the forefront and let us show people that it's more to college football than just the SEC and all these other conferences that they're trying to put on the pedestal, excuse me, early in the morning. Big 12 Nation, love you guys. Peace. Be back talking college baseball next time around. All right, have a good one.